Hello everybody and welcome to the seventh year. Yes, the seventh year that I have been doing this online fan site, DLRP Roundup. So we're at 7 years. The website possibly wasn't live 7 years ago, however, I was already working on it. So this is kind of the 7 year anniversary of me starting DLRP Roundup. Not actually the 7th year of me publishing DLRP Roundup, however, it is the 7th year and we have some more news. Okay, so, I don't know, happy anniversary, joyeux anniversary to me. Mind you, joyeux anniversary is probably happy birthday. Who knows? Who knows? So, what we want to cover today is some news from Disneyland Paris in the sense of what we can cover. So, there is, first of all, news on Electroland. So the tickets have now been released. So there are 3 nights. There's going to be the Friday night, the Saturday night, and the Sunday night for Electroland. And they have released the tickets for it, and they have started a little mini site, which is electroland-disneylandparis.co.uk. So you can go on the Electroland website, and it's going to take place on the 5th, 6th and 7th of July. And while they've not actually told us what the lineup is yet, it is going to be an 100% dance electro experience with an exceptional lineup of world-renowned DJs and producers. So just to let you know that they are absolutely on it now, and they've got a mini site launched. The tickets start very easily for one night at €79, or you can get a plus ticket, which usually allows you into the park from 4 o'clock, and that's €99. There is a two-day pass for €142, and that can either be the Friday and Saturday or the Saturday and Sunday. You cannot have, however, the Friday and the Sunday. You can get a 3-day ticket for €213, so, I mean, there's a little bit of saving there as well. So, I mean, you can certainly save a little bit if you want to pay a little bit more and go for the 3 nights. The lineup will be totally different every single night, so it is worth it. An electro atmosphere is taking over the Walt Disney Studios Park with a new DJ electro show gathering a sensational lineup of worldwide top DJs, while spectacular video projections transform the Hollywood Tower Hotel. These stunning attractions of the park, privatised on this occasion, complete the cocktail of electric essential evenings. The interesting thing is the Tower of Terror will have all its scrims down, will have its maintenance finished, so you will get to see it in all its beauty, and it will get getting projected up there. This year's theme for Electroland is Enter the Jungle. And again, that's the 5th, 6th and 7th of July. Tickets are available on disneylandparis.co.uk. We may be there, we hope to be there. The next thing that Disneyland Paris have kind of put out is there is a programme for Valentine's Day. Now, it's not a huge programme for Valentine's Day, but it's a kind of little bit of sprucing up, a little bit of fun they're having with Mickey and Minnie for Valentine's Day. And it basically just says that they are going to look after everybody on that day and make everybody feel really, really special. The next piece of information we have is we've got some information on the Hip Hop Live experience, which we done a podcast on last week. So the Hip Hop Live comes for its first year to Disneyland Paris, and obviously people are very, very excited with it. And this is a month before Electroland, but again is in the Walt Disney Studios Park as a private party on Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th of June. It takes place at 8 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning. So what are they telling us about it? Artists reunited for two exceptional concerts. Enjoy the mythical concerts with an unprecedented hip-hop and R&B poster every night. Daju, Veggie Dream, Black M, Kablack, Franglish, Still Fresh, Black SPRI, Abu Dibing will be present and more to come. The distribution of artists per evening will be revealed soon. So they are the exceptional artists that have been revealed. I know none of them. I know literally none of them. So hopefully you know more than I know. And if you do, I hope you're very excited. There's going to be a parade mixed to the sound of hip-hop. Do not miss the first hip-hop parade of all time at Disneyland Paris. The dancers give the tempo and the company of Disney characters in a delirious atmosphere. Prepare to relive a spectacular moment. A revolutionary new street art performance, admire digital freestyle performance never seen before. The Hollywood Tower will be covered with graffiti by major urban artists, presumably projected. There's also going to be some attractions open, and it's now available to book. So if you've got to book a stay, and you can add it on as alongside adding on breakfast. That's kind of what they've said. That's really weird. That's really weird. Why would that be the way you wanted to do it? People would want to just buy the ticket. So what we're doing now is just checking, can you actually just buy the ticket? Because to be honest, if you're going to go to the hip hop party, you're either already there, and you can add it on your stay, obviously, or you're going to want to, you know, you're going to just go to the party. That's basically what's happening. So, in the special party section, no, you can still only get Magical Pride, which is on the 1st of June, and you can get Electroland, which is on the 5th to the 7th of July, but you cannot get Hip Hop Live yet, which again, I have no idea. It seems really easy. It seems really, really easy that you would make it available, those tickets. So hurry up, Disneyland Paris, and make those tickets available. People want to have those things. And that's kind of it. That's kind of all the news we have. We have no more news on the Walt Disney Studios expansion, because there is no more news just now. There's no news on Disneyland Park, because it's obviously trucking along quite nicely with Pirates and Princesses, and we have the annual pass party in 37 days. Well, it's 37 days when I record this, and of course it's on the 22nd of March, which is going to be our next live performance in Disneyland Paris, where we will be going live that day. And other than that, there's not much more for me to report. So, my name's been Graham, and that's been a roundup. Goodbye!